Amanda McKnight, narration demo reel. Maxwell entered the 8th Street Gallery, surprised his father would own a place like this. The storefront was nothing striking, mostly windows with a few abstract paintings on easels. It was one of three spaces in a big block of a building across the street from a pay parking lot. Inside, the artwork hung on movable walls within the room, creatively accessible and intriguing even to the unattuned eye. Sculptures occupied any accommodating spaces in non-aggressive ways. A few glass cases of handcrafted jewelry, other trinkets, and the cash register lined the wall closest to the door. The prices for the merchandise ranged from affordable to students from the nearby college to shut the gallery down early for the weekend ludicrously expensive. Maxwell wasn't sure why his father would invest in this location. Roger Templeton wasn't narrow-minded, but his train sped along only one track, never switching until his destination was reached. Growing up with every need and want met, Maxwell wasn't curious about what his father did for a living. He knew he owned businesses and spent too much time in the office, according to his mother, who left before he hit his teenage years. As long as he got good grades and kept his football, baseball, and track coaches happy, Maxwell never experienced his father's wrath. He rarely experienced any form of warmth, either, but he knew his father loved him. After enduring numerous stops and starts, highs and lows, and many tears, not to mention the people hell-bent on destroying us, mixed with some corporate intrigue, we survived. It felt like a miracle that we were finally here, ready to start our lives together as husband and wife. Today belonged to Ethan and me, and my heart was filled with love and happiness. I quietly left my room, mindful not to disturb the parental units as I crept past their rooms in the early morning light. After brewing a pot of coffee, I stepped outside, settling onto a deck chair. I was momentarily mesmerized by the display of colors painting the December morning sky. Yet, despite the profound joy of the day, a bittersweet ache weighed on my heart. My mother's absence left a deep void on what should be one of the happiest days of my life. As I sipped my coffee, I struggled to contain the tears threatening to escape.